I'm Selena Godden. I'm here to read you Princess Leslie. I was often wounded and sorely troubled by spoilt and more privileged girls, finding them clever and bossy. However, their bribes of shiny and sweet things were too alluring for me to pass up. These girls always bothered me with the best sweets and sugary promises. These girls had ponies, they took gym, ballet and tap classes, but they could never climb fences to get their own ball back. So this is Leslie. Leslie had the latest Barbie mansion and stable. She had the new plasticine barbershop where you had to turn the handle and plasticine comes out like hair and worms from holes in the doll's head. She had the most beautiful Victorian doll's house that she never played with and an almost life-size rocking horse. In the garden, she had a swing, a paddling pool, and you know what? She had bubbles all year round. The thing about Leslie, though, was that sometimes she made me kiss her. I had no idea why I had to kiss her, but usually when her mum was out of earshot or down the other end of the garden, she'd lisp, "I know. Let's play Sleeping Beauty. You be the prince and, well, I knew what came next. Kiss me." She lay back on her bed with her outstretched arms, her hair feathered on the pillow. She looked up at me, then closed her eyes and in a faraway voice whispered, "Kiss me, kiss me. I have been asleep for 100 years. I pricked my finger on the spindle. Now you have come to kiss me." Well, I stood there with my hands in my corduroy pockets, awkwardly by the bed, looking around her room cluttered with glittery pink things, under the button-eyed stare of rainbow-coloured fluffy teddy bears and dolls crammed along the shelves, as she told me again and again to kiss her. And she lay there on her pink Walt Disney bed cover, which matched the curtains. And I looked away at her sparkly angel wings and ballet things, a china unicorn with a silvery horn. There was a musical jewellery box which you could wind up and it played a tune whilst the ballerina turned around inside. And falling out of their Weeble treehouse, she had a vast collection of Weebles wobble, Weebles wobble, Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. And hanging above my head was a mobile of fairies. Leslie opened her eyes and looked at me directly and said, "If you kiss me, I'll ask my mum for you to stay for tea and then you can watch Jaws with us." It was a fair trade. But it was strange kissing Leslie. She made me lie on top of her and say, "I am the handsome prince, and you are the beautiful princess." While she wriggled beneath me, she liked it very much. Her skin flushed, and she was overly warm and clammy, and she smelled of milk and something sweet. And once the deed was done, and she felt I'd kissed her sufficiently, Leslie ran and asked if I could stay for tea. Her mum smiled. "Of course," she said. "But be sure to ask your mum if it's okay for you to watch da 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 da." Thank you.